Could you please speak about Dhamma Vicaya and how to use it in meditation? So that Dhamma Vicaya is another, it's one of the factors of awakening, enlightenment, the Bojanga, the seven factors of awakening. So sati is the first one, dhammavicaya, effort, joy, tranquility, concentration, equanimity. So that those are part of the seven bojangas and dhammavicaya. So that in investigation of Dhamma, investigation of Dhamma, contemplation of Dhamma, that contemplation of phenomena, contemplation of the teachings that can be, you've got a broad range of interpretation in terms of that word dhammavicaya. Whether it's the teachings or whether it's of phenomena, that works fine. So that aspects of dhammavicaya, there's so many, categories of experience that one could be investigating from. So that, investigating from the aspect of, is this wholesome or unwholesome? Kusala dhamma, kusala dhamma, apiyakata dhamma. What's the nature of this experience? Is it wholesome, unwholesome? Is it unshakable? Is it firm? That's a way of investigating whether it's and breaking things down into a means of defining or experiencing. So is it a mental phenomenon or is it a physical phenomenon? Nama rupa, these are. It's actually a meditation technique. That's one well-known meditation teacher in Thailand. It's really key. I think it's also an Abhidhamma a teaching, where one using that as a basis for insight, of seeing this mental phenomena, physical phenomena. Form and mind, just a way of framing. So that these are, you're framing the investigation so that one is seeing things in ways that, rather than it being personal or turning into a story. One is seeing it in terms of the its characteristics, seeing it in terms of the anicca dukkha anatta, its characteristics, those universal characteristics, seeing it in the light of the Four Noble Truths, seeing it in the light of the khanda, seeing it in the light of the sixth sense basis, so that your experience in investigating it in a way that it becomes a framework for dispassion and relinquishment, or wisdom and understanding, seeing things in the way that it's not stirring up greed, hatred, and delusion, not stirring up proliferation and objectification, It's these are this, this Dhamma Vicaya is a way of experiencing both the internal and external phenomena. So that we're able to establish a degree of clarity and not just stirring up the mind to more reactivity and cloudiness. So that, that this Dhamma Vicaya is not just thinking and proliferating and creating more stories about me and my practice, but it's framing things in a way that allows a clarity and mindfulness to really establish itself. So that's an important element. It's also one could relate it to say the word yoniso manasikara. As appropriate attention at many different yoniso manasikara, appropriate attention, skillful attention, wise thought, many different ways that it's translated, but that looking at experience in a way that allows one to, for the mind to not spin out, so that that Dhamma Vicaya, the investigation, contemplation, one uses thought and the thought processes, but you're using it in a way that allows for some clarity and understanding to arise, some dispassion and discernment. So that quality of Dhamma Vicaya is very, very important. And you notice that it's it precedes, precedes that effort in this progression of the those factors of awakening. So that one isn't, just because one is flailing around vigorously doesn't necessarily mean that one's effort is bearing fruit. One's effort needs to be directed with wise attention and that contemplation of Dhamma, so that one's effort really does bear fruit. Diligent and vigorous is not necessarily fruitful. It relies on the direction that's supplied by the investigation of Dhamma, and to be able to produce the results of kind of well-being and tranquility and settledness, equanimity. Those are not just end products that arise, out of wishful thinking. It's because of the mindfulness and clear comprehension and application of Dhamma that those fruits are going to arise in the practice.